God brothers or God sisters are hearing spiritual instructions from someone other than their spiritual master, say, Diksha spiritual master, and what should be the attitude of the Diksha-giving spiritual master when he sees his disciples are advancing by hearing instructions from a Shiksha guru?
What is his name?
Gurutama Das.
That will be of two kinds, tatastha, absolute, or apekhi, causative. Absolute will have the better health everywhere, that absolute consideration, But there is a relative position also, and formally, and generally, we come in contact with that. The general consideration is brother and son, brother, nephew, as we find in the external world. So such respect should be given, such differences should be maintained. That my brother of my Gurudev, so he should be given some respect. The brother of Gurudev, Guru brother, God brother of one's own Guru, he should be given such respect. And he also in his turn should show some affection to help him in a general way, so that he may unprejudicedly, whether he may have exclusive devotion towards his guru, won't try to take him away to attract more attention towards him than his guru. These things should not be done by the God-brother of the Guru. Fair dealings generally should be maintained, a reverence, a respect. But the special consideration, the absolute consideration, wherever there the intense pure devotee is to be traced, he is Guru. He is Guru. That is the absolute consideration. That is, of course, dangerous. Dangerous. Even a shishya may hold a greater position than Guru. It may also be said like that. Has come to accept for formal purpose. Ishwar Guru, Urike Dhanna Kori Dena Sichaitanya Jagat Guru, Gauda Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu took initiation from Ishwarapuri. But who is Mahaprabhu and who is Ishwarapuri? His Lord Indra. Krishna accepted Guru as Sandipani. Mahaprabhu accepted Sanyas Guru as Keshav Bharati. Formal things we are. Then should we should go with some respect to Ishwarapuri, but not more than Mahaprabhu. We may show some respect to Keshav Bharati, but not more than Mahaprabhu. To Sandipani, but not more than Krishna. The absolute consideration and the power that both there. And so absolute consideration, we find that after the departure of Mahaprabhu, the Puri Radhakanda Math, where Mahaprabhu resided for a long time, 24 years, that was given to Bhakrishna Pandit. And his disciple was Dhyanchand, disciple of Bhakrishna. After Bhakrishna, Dhyanchand, he was the Acharya of that place. He had one disciple whose name was Gopal. He was Gopal, his name. But Dhyanchandra used to take Hare Krishna always, incessantly. Only when he entered the latrine, he stopped. Then one day Gopal, his disciple, asked him, Guruji, what is this? You take Hare Krishna mantra always, but when you enter the latrine, you stop it. Then do you think that it will be impure while you are in the bathroom, in the latrine? What is that? And then excited. And the meaning in Gopal and Dhyanchandra, what you have told is all right. That's my sanskar, that's my understanding was not proper. And everything, sarvakshan balaiche vidhi nahi yaar. No regulation to take and then all is recontent. Shuchi asuchi, no vichara, purity impurity. So you are my guru, come to me. I receive instructions from you. So Gopal Guru, the name of Gopal was transformed into that Gopal Guru. The Guru takes some hint from the disciple. There are so many instances of it. So that is the... But we must have such a eye, then we can... But formal respect must be given until and unless he is expressly against Vaishnava, amid Vaishnava. Otherwise, formal respect. But real heart's regard should be given according... according, though it is very difficult, but if one can find according to the intensity of the pure devotion in the heart of that person, whoever he may be, But generally we shall follow some protocol, spiritual protocol. Mahaprabhu, when he had that famous talk with Ramananda, said, who are you and the heart of Mahāgī? I am a man, a governor, Vishwai, dealing with politics, and a Shudra in the caste, and you are Brahmin Sannyasi. And you are inquiring, and I am answering, this is a fun, so many great things are being done. And you have given the post of answering as an acharya, and you are playing the part of a disciple. What a fun it is. And in that connection, Mahaprabhu, Kibhavitra Kibhannasi Shudra Kananoi, Jai Krishna Tattavetta Sai Guru Hoy. What is the wrong here? Who has got proper knowledge, who possesses that knowledge, the love of Krishna, he is Guru, ostentatiously. He may hold at any position, maybe a grihastha, maybe a shudra, or maybe a brahmin, a sannyasi, whatever the position he may hold. But he has got that fire, that wealth in his heart. He is Guru. He can deliver the real goods. His Guru should be located there, where Krishna consciousness is intense or to be seen. There we shall try to see the throne of Guru. Vivavitra kivanna se shudra karanoi. Jai Krishna tattva gatita, sei Guru. The quality and the quantity of Krishna consciousness. However, there is my Guru. The absolute consideration, tatastha vijaya. In the case of different rasa also, dasya, sukha, vatsalya, madhu, there also, everyone in a particular class thinks that he is the highest. But still, there is a possibility of decision that madhu rasa is the highest. Next, vatsalya. Next, prince, sakha, sukha rasa. Then dasharasa, then santarasa, the condition is there. But everyone in his position is fully satisfied. I have got the highest attainment, fully satisfied. Ja jai rasu hai sabhurtam, tadasthaya vicharile achitavata. Gaudhari Bol, Gaudhari Bol, Gaudhari Bol. Our Guru Parampara is that of Sikha Guru Parampara. Realistic position, eliminating the form of one. However, according to the degree, according to the degree of Krishna consciousness, the intensity of Krishna consciousness, the light coming in the exact way. Narottam Thakur is there. His Gurudev Raghunath Goswami is not there. He is connected with Krishna Das. The Kirtana Guru Parampara, Shiksha Guru Parampara. Our Guru Maharaj accepted that. The hearing necessary, not with a beautiful ear, or beautiful eye, but sight is necessary. All important is the sight, not the eye. Something like that.
One thing that many of the Western devotees seem confused about is that they think that if one receives the Hari Nam mantra from a lesser guru, that that mantra has less effect or potency. They sometimes say, how can you receive love of God from someone who does not possess love of God?
Yes, but what is love of God? We must to see, I to see that. We must may not commit errors there. Some may think, where is weeping, shivering, there is perhaps devotion. Some will say, there is scholarship, can explain every question, answer that properly, satisfying us. There is proper Krishna consciousness. Some will say, eating, moving, and our spiritual etiquette that is strictly observed, that is Krishna consciousness. So it should be detected rightly everywhere it may be. Some may be negligent of the outer forms. More attention may be given to the scripture, more attention to the practices may also depart in this way. The eternal fire. यदा प्रवृत्ति भूतानाम जीन सर्वमिदं तथा सकर्मणात्म उद्भव्य सिद्धि डोंट लीव योर पोजिशन रिटेन योर पोजिशन प्रेजेंट पोजिशन एंड गो ऑन फाइटिंग विद द एनवायरमेंट देन से लीव योर पोजिशन जंप कम टू मी मे देयर मे बी सम डेंजर एंड protect them and take risk. So, both times are going on side by side. Constitutional method and revolutionary method. The absolute consideration that teaches us to depend on revolutionary method. Time is short, human birth is uncertain. Association with the sadhu, I must take the risk. That may be consideration to someone. And someone said, no, to take risk, I am doing well. With the present peacefully, slowly but surely I am moving towards higher direction. I should not venture to risk much more. Who knows that I may be misguided if I did my present safe position, consolidated position. That also it will come to the particular, to be applied in particular cases. According to internal resources acquired in his previous life. That will guide us. The same time when you learn, if we are sincere, then of course we will be victorious. No risk, no gain. That is also there. And don't be hurry. And over ambitious. উত্তম আসে নেই
না
কি করল ছেলেটা পালা শেষকালে সঙ্গীদের সঙ্গে নেশা ফেশা করি কোথায় করিয়াছে
What does it mean to be over ambitious?
When is captured by Pratishtha, over ambition. That sort of generally that is over ambitious. Something else, not the call of the real development in the divine love, but sometimes the position that may seduce us to be over ambitious. We must be cautious about that. Very, very cautious. That is the greatest enemy. That is to snatch, take away the position of the most heinous thing. When one will discharge the duty of an Acharya, he will do it in the spirit of serving his building. And fulfilling his orders and serving, he will be in the service. He will not be, he will tolerate the worship of the Shishya, but he won't keep it, the money. That one is transmitting to his coach. It is his due. is not due to me. It's transparent to me. And that is the nature of the Vaikuntha Sarva substance. That is all transparent. Not accumulating there. Receiving much, but not Tasrukara, not tensa. Just as the collector of the money of the king, king's collector. He collects money from the subjects, but he does not keep with him. But sometimes he may keep what is meant for the transmission. The honor is due to Gurudev, Gaurudev, Nityananda, the main guru, Radha. It is hard, he is the hard duty, not to be handsome, working on his behalf. Not only the conscious of the lower side, but you may more conscious of the higher side, fully awake to the interest of the service of the Supreme, that you may hold it. And my Pratishtha can enter there. Tamara kinkara apane jani va guru abhimanta ji. Tamara uchishta pada jalo renu sada nishkapati bhaji. The Buddha's attitude, his ideal, his attitude towards his own guru will be the example to teach the conduct to the shishya. I am giving in this way to my Guru, and you will also learn to be that. And you will omit the higher portion and only receive the worship of the Guru. That will be that. Pratishtha. That is Pratishtha. Once the last puja of our Guru Maharaj took place in Cotton Mott. Where Mr. Sanyal was the senior professor. He has many educated friends and many educated persons of high rank was invited in that assembly. And they also came, including the father of Subhash Bose, young. He was a leader of the place at Cuttack. Then the worship of the holy feet of Guru Maharaj began. And after it is finished, our Guru Maharaj gave a speech and he mentioned, there are so many gentlemen here, and just on their face, I am taking the venerable worship of a particular section. They are worshipping my feet. Even an animal in the, of the forest feel ashamed to do such thing. So many gentlemen and in their midst, a particular section is worshipping my feet. I am not ashamed. A pashu, even a beast also, may feel ashamed in such behavior. But am I hold lower position than a beast of the jungle? No. Why should I then receive all this honor and digesting it silently? I am trusting. I believe firmly that the holy feet of my Gurudev should be worshipped in this way. That is my justification. That the whole honor must be given to the holy feet of my Gurudev. He deserves. he's in such position in the relativity of this world that he dissolves. And if people come to worship his feet, they will be benefited to the extreme. And I am receiving them to show that my Gurudev holds really such position to worship the whole world public. I have got that faith that he is so great, so big, so noble. By worshipping his feet, all this honor put home to his feet. I am only an agent, what he will do is behalf. That a beast of the jungle, that also may feel shame, what is being done in this assembly. I am taking worship and they are worshipping. What is this? Am I no sense? Have I no sense? And the crossing at the bounds of the general caste, social caste, empty, and so many have seen that, and they are not positioned in the society. The internal adjustment of the Gurudev with the higher sphere, and that is worth, that is worth accepting externally. Honor means we have a higher attention. Higher attention drawing by the honor. By contributing their pratishtha, their individual prestige. Honoring, worshipping and contributing their individual prestige or pratishtha to the pratishtha Gurudev. And he is also sending it to his Gurudev to the light. That's Krishna consciousness. And that may thrive by feeding on all this small pradishtha. The pradishtha of Guru who distributes Krishna consciousness, he should be gloriously propagated in the whole of the world for this benefit.
How should the Guru treat his disciples in the presence of his own godbrothers? How should his disciples be instructed to act towards his own?
He will ask his disciples to give generous respect to his brothers. But if one is, if the Guru is in the right path, and if any of the godbrothers preaches against him, then he will try to avoid him, to be indifferent first, and then to actively, for the good of the disciples, he will dissociate with him. Not only for his own prestige or fame, but for the interest of the disciples, for the interest of the real cause. If any disturbing element, and jealous of the position of Guru position, he cannot tolerate, he thinks as his own physical prestige. Always we must, it depends on the reality, intrinsic, inner reality. All sorts of external behaviors depends on the inner reality, inner purity of purpose, and understanding the real thing.
Maharaj, it is very difficult to distinguish between when the guru is defending the spiritual position of his disciples and when he is...
So the Judish has to wait at the same time, not to take any hurried step, difficult of God. We must be sure, as to the best of our understanding, then we have to take such step, must be sure, to the best of our sincere understanding. Very subtle and very fine brain, understand and decide. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. So in the beginning, whenever any gentleman came to me saying against the present administration of ISKCON, I advised them, wait and see. Wait and see. Now when it is more conspicuous, then I have advised them to start with a relief work, but not to come in clash with the present administration, to avoid it as much as possible. But at the same time, to start a relief work, those that are going away from under the banner of Mahaprabhu and Swami Mahaprabhu, which they should be helped. But in the line of the relief work, not coming as far as possible, avoiding any clash with the present administration. Therefore, that is my general advice. Must be constructed. If any program independent we have, that must be constructed. And it is not desirable to be destructive in any way. We must try to avoid the destructive line. And then in the constructive line, if we can do some good to those that are being disappointed, we may go on with that sort of practice. Go, 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 go,
In the Srimad Bhagavatam, Puru Maharaj had four sons. And it is compared to the four types of disciples that the spiritual master has. Could you explain these four different types of disciples?
It may be, but I am not come in direct contact with that species. What sort of example is related there, I don't know.
The first disciple, it said of the four types of disciple, the first disciple...
Dutyam, Atyuncha, Purincha, Sarmishtha, Abhasapati. Five sons. Two by first wife, Devayani. Who? Puru Maharaj.
Maharaj Yayati. No, it was Yayati, Prabhu. Maharaj Yayati and Devayani.
Yayati.
Yayati was
Yayati had...
He was cursed to become old. So he wanted his sons to take his old age. So he went to...
So all rejected, Puru came forward to take his infirmity, his old age. And after some time, he installed Puru in the throne and went away for penances in the forest. That is, when then you say that Puru had four sons,
No, there is one shloka that describes the different kinds of sons, because of the four sons, only Puru would take.
The last son was youngest was Puru. Oh.
Yes.
And he came forward to obey his father's order.
But the others disobeyed.
But amongst them, Jodhu is also there, in whose line Krishna himself came. Jodhu was his eldest son. Jodhun chato vasun chaiva divajani bajayat. Dvajrun arkiyancha pudunca sarmishta avasubhata. My second wife, three sons, and my first wife, two sons. The eldest was Jodhu, in whose line Krishna has come, and the poor last son, youngest, in whose line Dushyanta Bharat has come. That Shakuntala son Bharat, Dushyanta's son, Paurava, Jadava and Paurava. But
Puru, he was lamenting that he had not acted sooner, because he said, a good son, he will do the will of the father even before the father asks. So like that, his question is,
that is in the general moral and social way of the life, not spiritual. Spiritual Prabhupada left his father, did not obey. Guru Mahārāja, the extreme advice is there for a student of spirituality. But that is the general social fashion, social custom, that son must obey his father. Ramchandra did without caring whether it was just or unjust. When my father wanted to give me his throne, I was prepared to accept. But now, instead of that, he incurred some loan, some obligation to my mother. And my father must have satisfied that. He must keep his own promise, and I am concerned that I must carry out the order of my father. And he went to Paris instead of taking forcible position on the throne. He went to Paris. But I must obey the will of my father. And it will give me the throne, I shall welcome that order. And when it requires that some loan should be cleared, I won't take that. That cannot be. His obligations also must satisfy as his son, successor. Successor's duty. Only to inherit the cash and not the loan. Both the cash and the loan should not inherit. So Ramchandra thought like that I must go to satisfy the obligation of my father to my stepmother and pray to the father. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Gaur Hari Gaur, 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 Gaur Hari Gaur.
I had one question.
Much might be said on both sides. There is one saying of Sir Roger in addition to the Englishman. So, when we consider the rare quality of our gain, then we must be very urgent in our decision. At the same time, when I am fallible, I may commit mistake, thereby I shall have to wait for the sea. At the same time, we must be conscious. Chances, such chances come very rarely in life. So we must not sleep over many times. So both sides should be considered. And according to sincere internal decision, one will choose the choice to be started. Guru Hari Guru, Nahi Kadran, Pushkashti, Durgati, Minotar, Samarji, Yapapa, whatever step we take, may not have consciously any ulterior purpose. But for our inner most sincere satisfaction, we shall accept that. May be fallible for the present, but ultimately I shall be successful if I am sincere. Nahi kalyan kutkashti durgati nipati.
Where is that shloka from?
Bhagavad Gita.
It's about the sixth chapter. It's the sixth chapter.
One of those guys never will come back.
If you are good, environment cannot deceive you. I am there. Lord says.
I had one question. In the Brahma Samhita, in Brahma Samhita, there is one shloka. Goloka namni nija dhamni tale chatasya devi mahesha haridhama sute shutesha. So I was wondering if maybe you could explain the position of Mahesh Dham.
Devi Dham, the dense portion of ignorance, of misconception, that is Devi Dham. And the vague misconception, that is Mahesh Dham. Not fully liberated from misconception, but not so much dense ignorance is there. And Bhamma Dham. A little portion of this mundane, the misconception, and then the vishesha, no misconception, then vague conception of the Vaikuntha. That is, on the whole, marginal position. That is Shiva Dham. And the highest portion of Shiva Dham is Sadashiv, is a devotee of Narayana Ram, Mahesha Dham, and then Narayana Vaikuntha Dham. Just below Vaikuntha Dham, Mahesha Dham. Mahesha Dham, twofold. On the Vaikuntha side, there is devotee Mahesha. And in the lower, this misunderstanding, the mic side, the Rudra, he who challenges the authority of Narayana sometimes.
So that is Tathasta position?
For that?
So Mahesh Dham, the lower part, that is Tathasta?
The Samsutra of the misguided souls is represented by Mahesh Dham. Dityabhinvesh, the starting from Mahesha of Dityabhinvesh, separate interest, conception of separate interest, begins from Mahesha. The samsrutta of those that possess separate interest, Shiva is the emblem of that, Mahisha. And but in his higher realization, he tries his best to serve, show serving attitude to Narayana, Mahisha. Between the two, the marginal position, Mahadeva. Nearer the Vaikuntha, touch of devotee, our influence of devotion, and the far from Vaikuntha, this side, the master of this of the world of misunderstanding, Dityabhi, sometimes go to fight with Narayana in favor of his disciples, demons. Opposing Narayana, fighting in favor of his own disciples sometimes. And then he comes and repents. Why have you created me like that? That I can't retain my own position as your servant. I have some challenging spirit comes within me and I go against you. You have given me a peculiar position, my Lord. It is very untenable and I'm very honored in such a position. But that is his eternal position. Wavering, hesitating,